Hey, Richard, I'm so excited. It's Forever Bluegrass Monday, and I was absent last week, and I appreciate you carrying on for me. You know, we were in Nashville at the great big Special Preservation of Bluegrass Music Awards, and I was nominated for Promoter of the Year.
You were?
I did not bring home the trophy, but Lord of mercy, I brought home the prizes, and the prizes was just... We have so many great memories. We met these folks from over across the big sea in Ireland, and Ella was there with us. And I mean, we picked and grinned all night long for 4 days now until 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I don't know, Owen, if you know that even after you went to bed, your daughter was carrying on for you out there. Yep, you went to sleepy time, you did, but she carried on, and we picked and grinned, and it was absolutely one of the best weekends of my life. We had a great time. Lots of great music was made there, and the fella that won is owns the Silver Dollar City out there in Branson, Missouri. So a friend of mine said, if I got me a water ride, maybe next year, I might be able to win. So anyway, just joking. We had a great time. We sent Forever Bluegrass bumper stickers way back across the sea to Ireland. And, of course, all over. There were folks from Canada. Our good friend Jamie Guy came down from Minnesota. And it was just a wonderful experience, picking and grinning all over. And folks, if you've never experienced anything like that, you have missed out. And I can tell you that you're going to have the opportunity this week. You're going to have the opportunity this week to hear Owen and them, and we've got them with us live tonight. Now, my apologies again for not having a really good firm grip on who I was going to. I knew who was going to be here tonight, but I forgot to tell you. And so with that being said, audience out there, last week you heard Owen and them on recording, a pre-recorded show, because I was out of town. And tonight you're going to hear them live right here on WUTC. So just explaining how come we double did that there, and it doesn't matter. All the music's going to be great. Got lots of tunes lined up for us, so I'm going to start out, y'all. Let's hear it, y'all. This is Owen and them.
Sometimes one, sometimes two, sometimes enough for the whole damn crew. Thank you.
job. And of course, and you missed the beginning of the show. We're visiting with Owen and M. And Owen and M is Owen Saunders and his beautiful daughter, Ella. I'm just tickled to death. And I know you are too. You know, I don't know if you realize this, but every time you call her sis, my dad called my oldest sister, Inez, sis, because she's, of course, the big sis. And so it's always endearing. And you look at her with such pride, and I would be proud as well. You know, Ella's only 17, and she's just been playing a couple of years maybe, and just really taken off. And we're just real proud of her. And you can see Ella, along with the rest of the band, this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. And other times during the month, you play up at Pruitt's on Signal Mountain. Is that right?
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about that. Where and what time?
Yeah, on the side porch, they call it the Community Hub. Every Thursday night, Chuck has put together some entertainment where they, right now, they have a soup bowl going around where you get $10 and you get a cold beverage of your choice. And got a world-class stone pizza oven, as well as sandwich, hot bar, salad bar, sushi man, Miat. He's getting over a tournament collarbone where he went through the ceiling at home for Christmas. But he's making the sushi better than ever. He got a little bit of slowed him down some on us.
Great. So in addition to awesome food that you have handmade right there, and we're talking about the Pruitts up on Signal Mountain, and it's, of course, privately owned. It's not a big chain, and we really appreciate him. For quite some time, he's always loved bluegrass music, and we appreciate him, you know, entertaining the folks while feeding them good food, and, of course, always loving it when they love that bluegrass music. So thank you, Owen, and thank you, Pruitts, up there on Signal Mountain, and, of course, thank you, Feed Company Table and Tavern. We're going to be there this week, as well as over at Whole Food Groceries. We're there on the second and third Thursday of each month, and this week, in addition to being at the Feed Company, we're going to be listening to Stringer's Ridge, and we visited with them just a few weeks ago right here on the radio. Great fun band, and there's no reason why you can't do it all. That's what I do, and I love it. It's a great, fulfilling life, and we've also got with us tonight our famous guitar picker, Roy Curry, and going to hear some singing from our great singer over there, Eli Beard. We'll make sure everybody knows who we're listening to. Some of the very best. Cream of the crop right here on WUTC Radio. We're here every Monday night, 7 to 8. And, of course, we're here on Sundays, 3 to 2 to 3. 2 to 3. I don't know why I can't even remember. And also as well as on Thursdays, 2 to 3. So, y'all, get some bluegrass on you. It's going to make you smile and feel good. And how about some more tunes there, Owen?
Yes, ma'am. We're going to let Eli stretch out on one called A Little Girl of Mine in Tennessee. Waiting there for me.
Great job. And I just thought of somewhere else that you play. Friday night up at the Mountain Opry. Wait, how many of you started out at the Mountain Opry? I know you probably didn't know him because you weren't from here,
that's
Eli.
That's where I'm going to end off.
Well,
it's a great place to start.
It is. It's a great place to start, a great place to end, but I don't see that happening to you, Owen.
that's deep, isn't it?
Well, I love Mountain Opry is you pull in there and there's a painting of a guy on the front that's playing the fiddle. And he's drop kicking a banjo across the parking lot, right on the front of the joint.
Well, I guess it's a matter of perception.
Well, everybody's welcome there.
Yes, yes. We love the Mountain Opry. It's been up there a long time. Well, they just celebrated their 50 years, wasn't it?
I think so.
Really, really nice. And they've got a really cool showcase up there. My dad's picture's in there. They have a lot of the old timers that started in playing up there. I'm pretty sure that they had a big celebration one time. And didn't the news up in New York come down and do a special TV show on the Mountain Opry? Was that Good Morning America or Today or something like that? Yeah. Do you remember that?
That's probably 25th.
Yeah, must have been. It was a really big deal. I know the Dismembered Tennesseans were headlining it, so it was a great day. And of course, that's every Friday night. I don't know of a Friday night that place is not open, whether there's 5 people there or 105 people there. So y'all go and show your support up there at the Mountain Opry on Friday nights. And then, of course, every Sunday you can go right over there to Fiddler's Anonymous, get your little bite to eat, and join in on a great jam session. They offer free fiddle lessons there. And, of course, Eb, Owen's other youngin', he's over there every Sunday, and Eb's doing really incredible as well. So, folks, the best thing you can do for your kids is give them the gift of music. I've watched these two just really blossom with it. And Ella, one time, she just looked at me, and she was just beaming. She said, "This is so fun." And it is a whole lot more fun than all those silly old video games that these kids are hooked on now. It's just incredible, the doors it's opening. And I'm just, again, cannot emphasize enough how grateful we are, Owen, that you've turned these kids on to our wonderful bluegrass music. And look who she's getting to pick with. Wow, Eli and Roy, some of the best musicians in our area. Now, you guys got any gigs going on, Eli or Roy? Y'all playing anywhere else lately? I know you both play in different bands, but
we're just kind of sticking around with Owen and being his friend.
Being Owen's friend.
You know,
me and him.
You know, the good times are coming in bluegrass, because it's been a long time it's been like this, so it's right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
It comes a 20-year... It's like the locust that comes back every 20 years.
Well, it has been about 20 years, I guess, since I met you, Owen, and you were playing with the Gillis Brothers down at Dahlonega, Georgia. That was one fun thing about bluegrass folks. You know, they become your family. Again, I met him years ago, and then Owen went on to play with Doyle Lawson and Quicksilver and then the James King Band. As a matter of fact, he was so busy back then when he got married to Jeannie. The only way they could have their wedding reception was to coincide it when the James King Band was playing at our Bluegrass Festival. I kid you not. And so next thing you know, I'm on the phone with his mom, and we have this big tent set up to the side and had a festival and a big reunion there
James
as well.
James even put on a clean T-shirt.
James had on a clean T-shirt. He had on a really, really shirt. But sure fun times, folks. And that's what bluegrass music is all about. And if you're not sure, be sure and mark your calendars. Go out and get some smeared on you. And one place I forgot to mention, and I didn't know what you guys were doing the 28th of February, and that's the Pigeon Mountain Grill. It's an early show. It's 5 to 7 down there. Wonderful food, and it's a great atmosphere. So, and you don't have to bring a PA. I just thought I'd tell you that. We're going to talk about that later and all the other fun events that we've got going on in this town. Right now, we're going to hear a little bit more bluegrass music from Owen and M.
Yeah, speaking of blood pressure, we're going to slow it down a little bit.
Here we go.
And do a nice waltz about our state of Tennessee. Right? Here we go. Key of D.
All right.
Darling, the night they were playing.
of admission right there. Now, that's mighty fine, Eli.
Thank you,
I always, always enjoy hearing you sing that beautiful song. So now, what about your band? Are you guys playing anywhere?
Oh, the Mountain Cove Bluegrass
Band. The Mountain Cove Bluegrass Band.
We are playing from time to time. Now, you know, our banjo player made a terrible decision and got married.
Yeah.
And
that will interfere with bluegrass at times.
Yeah.
How to get a job, go with it.
It was in the prenup, though, where it didn't have to.
Well, that job thing does also interfere with a lot of the bluegrass.
That's
fun.
True. Got to have a career to support your hobby, though, right?
That's what I tell folks all the time. Let me go to work. I got to pay for my bluegrass habit.
Exactly.
It's a great habit.
Mountain Cove is, we're doing a few things here and there. We've got a few homecomings coming up. It's you know, getting that time of year where we always enjoy going and playing at different churches on Sunday mornings. And there's always some good potluck involved, too, and that's always a plus. We've tested deviled eggs all across the Southeast, and they're all delicious.
Yeah.
But we've got a couple of those things coming up, and then, of course, you know, this summer is Smithville. And I hope you start talking about Smithville early so people can go ahead and get a spot out there on the courthouse lawn. Even Owen Saunders and the Saunders family, I hear, will be at Smithville this year. And that's just, we're really excited about it. That's the Fiddler's Jamboree.
That's right. He's talking about the Smithville Jamboree. Now, how many years has that been going on?
Oh, goodness. I don't know. Over 30.
It's been longer than 30. I went with my dad, and he's been gone 30 years. So, yeah. If I understand correctly, I believe it was Adam Driver's grandparents or granddad that helped found the Fiddler's Day convention over there in Smithville. And it's something like you've never seen before, Richard. I mean, it is, they closed down this whole township, and I mean, they're wall to wall. Little pickers, big pickers, old pickers, young pickers. It is the greatest thing ever. When we went, we had a camper that was an old white school bus. And it was 4th of July, of course. It's a little hot that time of year. And I guess that was the second time we went. The first time we went, we had a hearse. We drove a hearse because my daddy had a bass fiddle. And that way he could haul the bass fiddle and all of us kids. And everything's a true story. And so then we got a big old white school bus. And a whole bunch of us loaded up there. And I just remember he just pulled off on the side of the road. And it was so very hot, and my girlfriend Joy and I, we actually put our sleeping bags under the bus to sleep. And my mother, y'all don't know this about my little sweet little mother, she loved Firecracker Bear than anybody. And so she had bought these things, and she didn't know they were called rat chasers, you know? And so she lit it, and about that time, you know, these policemen were walking down the sidewalk, and she said, well, I couldn't hold it any longer. And so this policeman did a jig down the road, but they're really friendly over there, the policemen and all the folks. So, y'all, that's every 4th of July, right?
4th of July weekend. It'll start around about, what, Thursday and end up Saturday?
Starts Friday morning.
Oh, Friday morning.
Friday morning.
Can't wait. It's going to be hotter than boiled owl.
Roy Curry will be there in the middle of a heat stroke. Playing on the stage,
right?
And for the square dancing,
and it is a great opportunity to go, and it, especially if you have young musicians in your family who are just learning, it's a great place for them to go and learn and just be around other people who are playing, and just have a great time.
And they've been doing it a long time, so that's one of the many opportunities that you can go out and hear this wonderful music. You want to be happy and act like we do in here? All jolly, then get some bluegrass smeared on you. Even though Richard sits over here dancing and patting his feet, he can't help it. It's contagious. That's what Marianne Williams told me one time. And we had the radio show on here years ago, and she said, you just can't be around it. It's just contagious. So I love that word, and I love the music. So how about some more music, guys? Let's get a little more music smeared on them.
this morning wouldn't feel too fine. Took a little walk where the sun don't shine. Met two boys with a bottle between. This is the anthem that they were singing.
Song called Southern Flavor by Bill Monroe.
Nice.
Goes like this.
That was beautiful there, Ella. I just can't get over how wonderful you're doing. You went to a mandolin camp this summer, right?
Yes, and that is where I learned that song.
It is. Mm-hmm. Well, tell us a little bit about it. Get a little closer.
I went to a mandolin camp run by Mike Compton, and it was like a Monroe style, honoring his style and keeping that style alive. It was up on Mont Eagle, and it's happening this year, too.
So you stayed all week, or how did that work?
It was a Wednesday through Sunday, and so I got to know some people my age that play bluegrass, and some of them were from Canada and West Virginia and, like, all over the place. So.
Does it make you want to go up to Johnson City to go to college now?
Yeah.
All right. We were sweating that one. Yeah, I thought she was going to go somewhere else, but she's eat up with it. This is just great. Of course, I'm talking to Miss Ella Saunders, and she's playing mandolin with Owen and M tonight, and she's going to be with them also this coming Thursday, 7 to 9, right there at the Feed Company Table and Tavern. And, of course, you can catch her at the Mountain Opry on Friday nights and up at Pruitt's on Thursday nights and over there at Fiddler's Anonymous on Sundays. And she works a little school in between all that mess, but we're trying to get over that. Looking forward to the Bluegrass Festival coming up as well. Of course, we're talking about the 30th. 30 years, folks, we've been at it and having a great time going back down to Mountain Cove Farms for the 30th Boxcar Pinion Memorial Bluegrass Festival. And just a beautiful place down there. Lots of great music. I can't wait. I'm so excited about everybody we got coming. Third Time Out, Sideline, Monroe Crossing, Edgar Loudermilk, the Crow Brothers, all of my local favorites. I'm just thrilled to death. It's going to be a lot of fun. But in the meantime, we can run right up there to the Station Inn. What are you doing Saturday? Junior Sisk is going to be there this Saturday. I love me some Junior Sisk.
Yeah.
And would love to go to the Station Inn. And your daughter's a pretty good driver, by the way. She drove us up to see the Price Sisters a few weeks ago.
Drives us crazy.
Drives you crazy, does she? Yeah, with that mandolin. So one of the many great shows coming up at Fiddler's Anonymous, we're going to have on March the 6th, the great band Flashback. And if you've been in the bluegrass business, you know Don Rigsby is one of the finest singers. He's got a stellar band with him. It's going to be right here at the Fiddler's Anonymous, and that's on Friday, March the 6th. And the following week on Friday, March the 13th, we're going back to the Fiddler's Anonymous for the band Fast Track. And these guys, I got to see them in Nashville. I don't know if you watched their showcase or not, but really, really great, awesome band. I've always loved them. It was David Parmley's band, and David's retired, and the band has decided to carry on and do some more music. And that, you know, when a band kind of reconfigures and they've got this energy going, man, Fast Track's really got it on. We love
Dale
Perry.
That's Odell Perry, isn't it?
That's Odell Perry, and he married our local gal, little old Kelly Daggett, so we're just tickled to death that they're going to be with us. So, folks, anytime you get the opportunity to go out and support this music, do so. Do yourself a favor. I promise you, you won't walk away not smiling and tapping your feet. It's a wonderful escape from the real world. It's a great life. We love our bluegrass music. And thank you so much, WUTC Radio, for supporting bluegrass music. Richard reminds me, we've been doing this program here on Monday night for over a year now. And so that in itself tells me something, that folks are really liking it. And a couple of you folks out there, thank you so very much for reaching out, telling me that you listen to us. It's great delight. This is going all over the tri-state area, and we are now officially on the World Wide Web. In case you didn't know that, Ella, they're hearing you all over the world tonight. And you can go to the Facebook page and backtrack and see all, hear all the great music that you're hearing tonight. So love it. Love the bluegrass music. And I'm going to love hearing some more tunes. What about it, guys?
And girls.
looking up toward the sky. Remind me of my papa and my mama. Lived there 80 years before they died. Now a bright moon is shining in the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by cattle. My mom and dad are resting there today. Falling snow around the redbud tree, the branches of the laurel by the creek bed, and the rippling waters of a gentle stream. Now a bright moon is shining in the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by cabin. My mom and dad are resting there. Shared together there. Now a bright moon is shining in the valley. That old wagon leans against a stack of hay. Two graves on a hillside by cabin. My mom and dad are resting there today. My mom and dad are resting there today.
Pretty nice, and pretty nice tenor. I heard you over there, Ella, doing great. Of course, I'm visiting tonight here with Owen and them, and we're air every Monday night, 7 to 8, featuring different folks. Next week, we're going to have the ever-loving Matt Downer with us. Old Matt, he's a funny guy, and he's going to be playing the Whole Food. But this week, we're going to travel over the Whole Food, 6:30 to 8:30, listen to some great tunes from Tom Morley and the Stringers Ridge Band. And afterwards, we're going to go to the Feed Company Table and Tavern for more great tunes from Owen and them. It's been a great evening. I love this music, and I appreciate you guys taking the time out of your busy day and coming down here and being with us. And I can't wait to see you this coming Thursday night at the Feed Company. Really, really good food down there. And, of course, when they're not playing at the Feed Company, Owen and them's up there at Pruitt's on Signal Mountain. No reason whatsoever you can't go out and hear these folks and all their fine music. Going to try to get them down maybe at the Pigeon Mountain Grill, where they're the last Saturday of each month with a different bluegrass band. Appreciate their support, as well as the Wanderlinger Brewing starting back there on the last Friday of each month. He assured me the other day when I talked to him that our Friday that we had, our first gig there, was very successful. So maybe Friday night might be a little bit better than Tuesday nights. Yeah. He's thinking about wanting to do some kind of a jam session at some point. I told him I'd toss it out there and see. But in the meantime, y'all, mark your calendars for the last Friday of the month, Wanderlinger Brewing Company. I'm going to have New Grass Express this coming next time. So you guys got a couple more tunes. We've about to run out of time. Not too much. We got time for a few more, I think. Yeah.
Hey, thanks for having us, Cindy. Thank you.
Across the ocean, if I don't change my notion, I've got
try to forget you if I can. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, for I'm dead old feels in love with you. Can't seem to sleep when I lay down. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, for I'm head over heels in love with you. To be forgiven, but this life it ain't worth living if I have to sit and worry over you. I'm feeling so blue, I don't know what to do, for I'm head over heels in love with you.
Let's do it.
See y'all next week.
Next week.